Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday. Getting ready to embark on what may very well be the biggest thing that's ever come through to Las Vegas, which is wild when you think about it. I was thinking about taking the day off after Super Bowl, and our boss looked at me and went, "The biggest event that's ever going to happen in this city, and you're not going to be on the next day to talk about it." And I went, "Oh yeah. I guess you're right. Probably. Even if he goes, yeah, hey, I watched the game. Awesome. There's still, you know, yeah. It's a big. Here's the thing. We've done so many of these big things that it's almost like, yeah, all right, you know, just everybody buckle up, get ready to go to work. That's kind of how I feel about it. Even though it's going to be large, we are going to be part of Super Bowl Radio Row next week. Why? I'm not sure, other than it's happening, and let's go ahead and just jump right in the middle of it. So there's going to be radio shows literally from around the world all crammed into a room, and there will be some people that will be going around and talking to a bunch of different radio shows. I don't know if they'll talk to us or not, but we're going to go ahead and just immerse ourselves. So here's the other part to that. Do you love The Bachelor? Because your very own personal Bachelor show is about to start. Obviously, Kayla, her final show was Wednesday. We've got to find a new co-host for the show. We've been grinding on this for the last couple, 3 weeks. I think we've got it down to our final few candidates, and we're going to go ahead and throw them straight into the fire at Radio Row, at the Super Bowl, mostly because otherwise I would just be there by myself, which is fine. I'm good. I've done radio my entire life. I could do it solo. It'd be fine, I guess, but I'd much rather have somebody to talk to. And we thought this would just be a fun way to see how these people react. So just to give you a little insight, we've got three unbelievable candidates. They could not be more different. And as you might imagine, they are all awesome. We also were shocked at how many people, and from all different corners of the planet and all different walks of life, found out about this job and applied for this job. So it's going to be interesting. A couple of them you may know. The third one you definitely will not, but she's ridiculously qualified. They're all ridiculously qualified. Anyway, that starts Monday. It's going to be a big week next week. Let's get through a Friday first. Thank you for being here. Thank you for dealing with me and my big rant here as we start a Friday morning Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
I listen every morning
on 98.5 KLUC.
I was saying over the last month, obviously, welcome to Wet February. For everybody who made it through dry January or damp January, good for you. We know this is your big weekend. If you're like me, you're like, well, I'm not doing all of that. I was incredibly inspired and actually really happy to see that Patrick Mahomes has a dad bod. Go online. Yeah. Shockingly. For as good a shape as that dude's in, my boy got a belly. So I didn't feel so bad about that. I saw a story today that I thought was just hilarious. A new survey found that half of us believe that our best physical days are to come. One day we're going to get into shape. Not today, obviously. Someday we will. We think that our best here's what I looked at this and I went, yeah, do I think I'm going to get back in shape? Yes. Do I think it's going to happen fairly soon? Yes. I just got to get off my lazy butt, stop eating cookies, and actually have some activity. So I'm not so worried about that. Best physical days? The only way that you think your best physical days are ahead of you is if you've never really been in shape before in your life. Because those of us, I can think of three different occasions. High school, yes. Right before I got married, I was in really good shape. Going back a little further, right when I met my wife, I was yoked. I was yoked when I met my wife. And then maybe about 5 months ago, I was in pretty good shape. Do I think I'll even be in the top five of that? Now realize I only mentioned four different occasions. And do I think I'll be in the top five? No, I'll get back into shape. The best ever? I don't think so. I will say this, a little bit of a teaser for Monday. My friend Jen, who's going to join us on the show on Monday, and who would really like to be here full time, actually was for a moment a fitness model for one of those things that you saw on TikTok. So maybe she could give me some tips. But my guess is those tips are, as I started this bit, put down the cookies and get your lazy butt off the couch.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day. A family in Arizona found a lost wallet at the bottom of a river, got it back to their rightful owner. Turned out that a woman lost it in the same river more than 28 years ago in 1995. The number of times that wallet must have been covered and then uncovered with river stuff, is amazing. Still had her driver's license in it, along with her Sears card and her JCPenney credit card. They say it was like finding a little tiny time capsule, which I guess. How many of you are freaking out that 1995 was 28 years ago? Sorry about that. A woman in Milwaukee, frantic, when her 16-year-old Shih Tzu, so old elderly dog named Bear, went missing last week. She got a text message letting her know the dog's fine. Dog just went to the bar. Apparently showed up at a popular drinking spot down the street called Fink's. Friend of a friend was there, sent the owner a picture. A group of women were bar hopping and apparently found the dog outside. The bar says he was very popular. And according to the picture that goes along with this on the internet, yeah, he's happy. And what's fun, I got a couple of friends, my buddy Aaron and my buddy Jason, that are both from Milwaukee. And what's crazy about Milwaukee and that I love is that you'll just be walking along in a neighborhood. House, 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 house converted into a bar. Like, there's no parking lot or anything. There might be a couple of spots, but there's no... Yeah, and then just house, house, house. And away you go. So I could see how that happened. And it's awesome. And happy Friday, everybody. Have a great weekend. These are good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I think we've seen just about the last of the rain. That's supposed to be getting out of here. If you were up earlier this morning, there was still a little, like on the west side, there was a little bit of that earlier today. But the it should be done. Now we get a break. So we get a break today and then into tomorrow. And then by tomorrow afternoon, apparently we're getting drilled like Saturday night, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Then like a break on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we get hit again. And then for Super Bowl weekend, supposed to be great, you know, like Chamber of Commerce, you know, we're like what we want, you know, or do, here's the thing. Do we need it to be amazing? Because like people are still going to, it's not like people aren't going to come here. It's not like Phoenix goes, we want to show off how awesome we are. Houston says that. Miami says that. Do we care? I mean, like for us, I was thinking about this the other day. I was like, yeah, it's awesome to have Super Bowl here. Which, by the way, yes, you can say it. Everybody goes, you have to say big game. No, unless you're selling something or giving something away or whatever. We're just talking about it. You can say Super Bowl. It's cool to have Super Bowl in Vegas, but it's really more of a flex than anything else, right?
No, 100%. And that's why yesterday when you brought up all these other cities with the rain, like I hope people are aware that it's going to be rainy. I don't want them complaining, oh, I didn't know it was going to rain. I thought it was going to be 90 degrees, blah, blah, blah.
We've all seen that with the people on the plane in December. They're coming here for Christmas and it's 38. You know, it's 38 and the wind is blowing and this, you know what, is on the plane wearing his coach's shorts, you know, and his flip-flops and you're like, bro, stop. Just stop. No, I'm going. It's going to be great. We'll go to the pool. Pool's not even open, dude. Just take it easy. So Super Bowl week, we're excited about that. We'll be on Radio Row, right in the thick of all of it. They've got a fancy name for it. It's like the Boost Mobile Center Stage. For real. That's where we're going to be. And we're going to start wheeling through. It's our own little game of The Bachelor. It's our own little version of The Bachelor. And three bachelorettes coming through next week. And I think we're narrowed down.
I hope so. No, I'm excited. We're throwing them into the fire, Chet. Like, you know, if you can make it through that week, you can make it through anything.
For the record, you're like, who the hell is that? That's our producer, Adrian. And I just figured since, you know, it's just me and him.
And you're just stuck with me. I might as well help, right?
I've been stuck with you.
Yes.
And you've been stuck with me. So we'll start bringing in, you know, candidates, bachelorettes, whatever. I'm not sure who's evaluating whom. I was told by one of them yesterday that they're actually evaluating me. And I went, sounds about right. You know? So that's all next week.
Three, two, one, let's go. The Chet Buchanan Show, waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. on 98.5 KLUC.
Speaking of Justin Timberlake, with the tickets that we've got coming up in like 30 minutes from right now, with a 177-second survey, Justin, what are you doing? You were out. You were clean. You were done. This was all working in your favor. Brittany comes back around and doesn't come right out and say, I apologize, but just was kind of, cause she had painted him with the bad brush when her book came out. And she basically said that she got an abortion because he wasn't ready to be a father, that he had gotten her pregnant that was the inference. And that's how everybody was on the, I hate Justin Timberlake train for a minute. Then he comes out with his song and, you know, and then he's on Saturday Night Live and they announce the tour and all this other kind of stuff comes up. And then she's like, well, you know, I'm sorry if I said some stuff in my book that might've been a bad idea and the yada, yada, yada. And he's clean. You're good. All you got to do is shut up. And you know, that's what I say 9 times out of 10. Shut up. Just shut up. And I know you're screaming at your radio right now, but I have things to do. It's my job. Justin is out, and then Wednesday night doing a show in New York, and the audio's not great, but I'd like to take this opportunity to apologize. to apologize. To absolutely effing nobody. And he had it. He had it. And then he felt like he needed, and he had even back in December was playing Cry Me a River and said, no disrespect. It was all smooth. Brittany then jumps on Instagram. Yeah, I guess we'll go back there again. I never thought I would see the day that I'd go, man, am I tired of seeing Britney Spears naked. I never thought I'd see that. I never believed that that would happen. But posting a picture of a basketball hoop, she has said, and Justin's very proud of his basketball skills. She said that he sucks at hoop. And then she goes, somebody told me that somebody was talking S about me on the streets. Okay. Take it easy, gangsta. But do you want me to bring it to the court? Or will you go home crying to your mom like you did last time? So apparently we had a 48-hour ceasefire, and then it's back on again between Brittany and Justin. If you care. I don't, but it's interesting to me. Because, Justin, you had it, dude. Oh, my God.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
What up, Tracy B?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good. It's Friday. What could be wrong? You know what I mean? It's good.
Exactly.
It's also, exactly. Hey, it's also Groundhog Day. Hooray. It was like, that used to be such a, remember when we were kids, it was kind of a big deal. It was still kind of a big deal. Yeah. But I think mostly because, you know, when you're a kid, you're like into rodents and whatnot. I couldn't give two rips. Do you care? So this brought up another question. So right on the heels of Groundhog Day, are you excited for Valentine's Day or not?
Not particularly.
No, Valentine's Day is a weird one because, like, honestly, are you really only in love one day out of the year? You know, are you in a relationship?
Yeah, I'm married.
Yeah. So do you guys, my wife and I at least kick it up a notch and go out for the really nice date on Valentine's. But you know what we have found is we also like to take another couple with us because it's just fun to, because then, like, everybody shares. Well, this is going to sound weird because then everybody shares the love. I don't mean it like that. I just mean that it's nice to go out with your friends and be with your significant other. Yeah, I'm just digging this hole deeper. I don't mean to. Your 177-second survey starts right now. I know we're all uncomfortable right now. Everybody's uncomfortable. Did they or didn't they Grammy edition of the 177-second survey? Chainsmokers ever get a Grammy?
I don't think so.
Yes, they did. Katy Perry, yeah. Grammy, no Grammy.
Yes, Grammy.
Never. Not even once. SZA.
I am clearly terrible at this.
Well, no, it's pretty surprising. I would go against your instincts. SZA, she get one?
Yes.
Yes, she did. Sia, did she get one?
No.
Jennifer Lopez, Grammy, no Grammy.
No.
Not one. Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
Yeah, a bunch of them last year. Lizzo, Grammy, no Grammy.
Grammy, yes.
Yes. Pink, Grammy, no Grammy.
Yes.
I would have thought that would have been one of those that would have snuck in. You know what I mean? But she has. Yes, she's gotten a Grammy. Harry Styles, Grammy, no Grammy.
Yes. Last year, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. Kanye, Grammy, no Grammy.
No Grammy.
Yeah, he did forever ago. But I know everybody's like, well, I hope not. But yeah, no, he did. Eminem, Grammy, no Grammy.
Grammy.
Yes. Snoop Dogg, Grammy, no Grammy.
No Grammy.
Never. Not once. Black Eyed Peas, Grammy?
Yeah.
Backstreet Boys.
No.
You were right on Black Eyed Peas, by the way. Backstreet Boys shut out. Never got a Grammy. I also think they never... Are they also one of those that never got a number one hit? Like they had a bunch that were at number two? There might have been one number one. Maroon 5.
Right.
Yeah, Maroon 5. Maroon Grammy. 5. Maroon 5, Grammy, no Grammy?
Yes, Grammy.
Jonas Brothers.
No.
No. Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Yep, they did. Bruno Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got a bunch too, I think. In fact, we were talking to him on the phone when they announced that we were the ones who sprung it on him that he got Grammy nominated for the first time.
Wow.
One of the coolest things I've ever done in this industry. Demi Lovato, Grammy, no Grammy.
No.
Correct. Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Yes. Tupac, Grammy, no Grammy.
No Grammy.
What a crime. What a crime. But you know what? Early 90s. Racist. No, I'm just kidding. No, I just say they didn't affect, they didn't, the Grammys in the early, in that era did not appreciate hip hop.
Yeah.
Did not. Uh-huh. So they just did, yeah, they didn't get it. But Jay-Z, Grammy, no Grammy.
Grammy.
Yeah. Jay-Z's gone. That was fun. It was good. Mostly it was just a vehicle to make sure that you got your Justin Timberlake tickets. It was harder than we thought,
Woo-hoo!
Huh? I know. That was a lot more exhausting than we thought. All right. Hang on a second. We'll get info from you. More Justin Timberlake tickets in a minute with Relationship Rehab.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I thought this was a no-brainer. So I was fired up about it for Relationship Rehab when I first saw it. Because I was like, wow. And then a lot of times that, after I get a chance to think about it for 2 seconds, a lot of times I will pass on doing it for Relationship Rehab. I'll just, you know, like I'll mention it just for the story. This may be a thing. 702-364-9898. My 16-year-old son let it slip that his friend's mom had given him a massage. Good Lord. Just saying it. But again, maybe I'm off here. When I pressed him on it, he let me know she was in school to get her license, needed people to practice on. All innocent. All about it's professional. I was very upset as I don't think this is appropriate. I was also offended that she didn't ask me for permission first. The reason why this is filtering to, I could see why this filtered to us. Yeah, she didn't ask for permission. My husband doesn't think it's a big deal. Oh my goodness. Lorraine, by the way, is her name. Lorraine worries about the lack of proper supervision. Potential boundary issues, possible emotional impact on my son. Your son will be fine. Trust me. I want to confront her. My husband and son are against it. I forbid my son from ever doing this again. He thinks I'm overreacting. Am I? When we talked about this a half an hour ago, Brady said she's a pedo. Tell us how you really feel. How do you not know though? It's a 16-year-old boy. I don't know. Tom, we haven't, I got nothing from any other women. Tom. Update to Tom. My son and I were listening to this. Yeah. He didn't think it was a big deal. I believe that if I said something to my son, he would be, "Dad, gross, you're such a perv." Huh. Well, isn't that what you're supposed to say if you're the son? Isn't that the reaction? Is that not the reaction you're supposed to have?
That's status quo, it would seem like.
You would, of course. Of course you say that.
Yeah.
If you're a kid, Okay, so 702-364-9898. Caller 25, yes, Justin Timberlake tickets. If you're willing to, you know, give it to us for free. Make your own connection there. But if you're willing to, you know, we'd be glad to hear what you think. Because now I'm confused. To me, I'm like, wait a minute. No. No.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, I'm interested. Relationship rehab right now at 702-364-9898. DJ, hang on 1 second, man. Sonia actually beat you to it. Hey, Sonia. Sonia, 16-year-old son let it slip. Friend's mom had given him a massage when I pressed him on it, says Lorraine. He let me know that she was in school to get her license, needed people to practice on. Seems harmless enough. No, it doesn't. I was very upset, Lorraine says. I don't believe this is appropriate. You know the rest of the story. What say you?
I'm a little torn because I don't know if he was he fully clothed. It then, like, because you know some massages you have to like strip down. So if he was fully clothed in front of other people, then I would say okay. But if it was just the two of them, and I'm not with it.
And he's under under the sheet.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I'm trying to see my way through it and be an adult, but I can't. I'm not able to do it. All right. Well, have fun at Justin Timberlake. And thank you so much for calling. Yeah, have a great weekend. I know. Awesome, right? Hang on 1 second. We'll get some info from you.
Sorry, it's my mom in the background.
Oh, no, I didn't want to waste that on anybody else. No, I wanted to get the full benefit of that. All right. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, DJ, this is weird, right?
Oh, no, this is definitely weird. I think even if you, like, as a massage therapist, like, if you go in for one, you still have to have consent at that age. So I find it very weird. And then I have a son that does sports in CCSD, but you still have to even sign off for the, like, a freshman or a sophomore to get, like, massage therapy pieces for, like, sports. So I'm trying to find a reason why this would be okay or even semi-appropriate, but it's not. And everything I come up with, it's weird.
Yeah. By the way, flip this. And if we were talking about a man massaging anybody, if this was a man we were talking about, everybody's heads would be exploding. Everybody, there'd be torches and pitchforks, and everybody would want to organize and go over to their house. You know what I mean? Like, if this was a guy, and even if it was just like a calf, you know, well, my daughter had a cramp and he massaged it out. People lose their minds.
Exactly. No, it's very true. And I think the thing is the dad is like, oh, that's cool. I mean, of course, guys think that way. Oh, my son's getting a massage. Ha, ha, ha.
Right.
But, you know, in reality, like you said, if it was flipped and roles were reversed, I don't think anybody would even be slightly okay with this.
You know what I realized? And by the way, thank you for always being the voice of reason on this show. I've missed you. And it's good to hear your voice.
I miss you as well.
I know you're busy. Have a good weekend, and we'll talk soon.
You too.
Oh, by the way, I'm gonna give you a little homework assignment too. Next week we're bringing in, you know, potential candidates. And
I'm ready.
I would love to know what you think.
All right. You got it. Thanks.
That goes,
how's it been, buddy?
Yeah, you too. By the way, that goes for the rest of you. I'm happy to know what you think. It doesn't mean we're going to do what y'all say, but maybe. Here's what we really need. 702-364-9898. You can do this under the cloak of anonymity. We need a massage therapist. We need a massage therapist to call in right now. And my guess, DJ brought up a really good point. There's got to be some sort of weird ethical, because the kid was 16. There's got to be some funky ethical thing because he's not 18 yet. So let's get somebody who actually knows what they're talking about. 702-364-9898 right now.
The Jet Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work, listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
702-364-9898 for relationship rehab. A 16-year-old son let it slip. Lorraine wrote in, let it slip that friend's mom had given him a massage. She's in school to get her license, needed people to practice on. Lorraine does not believe it's appropriate. Husband doesn't think it's a big deal. 16-year-old son did not think it was a big deal. She wants to confront. Husband and son are against it. She put her foot down, said, don't ever do this again. Son and husband also believe Lorraine is overreacting. Terry, you're a massage therapist, right?
I am a massage therapist, yes.
This seems not right.
I have to say I'm with the mom on this one.
Yeah.
I offer massage to minors, but the parents have to sign a consent form, and if they're under 18, the parent has to stay in the room the entire time.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that makes sense. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. Well, our profession already has a stigma, so you don't want to add to that, and she's kind of, forgive my choice of words, but she's kind of dumb for doing that without even being licensed anyway.
Is dumb a bad thing to say? You can say dumb. You're allowed to say.
I don't want to call somebody dumb on this.
No, they're dumb. No,
Friday
but if
morning.
They're, you know what though? If they're dumb, they're dumb. That's, you know what? We can't help that. If they're dumb. If they're dumb. You're the best. Have a great weekend. Thank you.
You too. Have the best weekend. Love you.
See you soon. Love you back. Hey, Nikki, also a massage therapist. Is there any more that we can add to this? Is it okay? It's ethically wrong, right?
Right. It's definitely wrong.
What was your first thought?
I know a lot of spas that won't even allow or do the massage. So, I mean, I guess it depends on the massage therapist, but yeah, I wouldn't massage a 16-year-old. Probably not.
No, what was the first thing that you thought when you heard this?
That's even appropriate.
Yeah.
Yeah, completely inappropriate.
What about this off the text line? It's even more ick to me because we all know it's wrong, but we give a pass to women. To take advantage of that, it feels even more pedo to me.
Oh, yes. Yes, you're exactly right. If it was flipped around, it would be completely all over the place. It would be just, yeah.
No, I agree with that. I 1,000% agree with that. No, they said it's even more ick. It's even more ick because we're kind of going, well, it's a woman massaging a boy, but that she knows that like she knows she'll get a pass because she knows if she was.
I don't know why people think it's any less disgusting because it's a female massaging I just don't get it.
No, that's what they're saying too. Yeah, I wanted to see if you agreed with me. Awesome. Have a good weekend.
I agree.
Thank you.
You too.
All right, we'll see you. Adrian, anything else on the text line of note?
Well, we have a male massage therapist that said, I do the same thing as Terry. If it's under 18, the parent has to be in the room.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, and boy, that's, was he talking about, he's not, is he massage? If I was a massage therapist, and I could be the most professional whatever on the planet, I wouldn't touch an underage girl. I don't care. I don't care how much money. Not even, you know?
Yeah, I 100% agree.
That's it. Are we done?
I think so.
Thank goodness, because I'm starting to feel uncomfortable. Yeah, just don't. No, don't do it. Thank you, though. That turned out to be a lot better than I thought it would. We will do it again on Monday. Don't forget, Monday, live from Super Bowl Radio Row, thanks to our friends Boost Mobile. I believe they're calling it the Boost Mobile Center Stage.
Let's get
it. Yeah! And it's our own little version, I guess, of The Bachelor, where we start bringing in, well, we've got three candidates to be the next co-host on this show. They do all happen to be female, and and it is kind of our own thing like that. I will tell you this, they are all three completely different, and we're just going to do this next week just because I thought it would be fun to bring them in and just throw them into the fire on this Radio Row thing. We're not putting too much on it, but, you know, no judgment, but there's judgment, if you know what I'm saying.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Once again, happy Friday. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. We appreciate you being here. Getting very excited for Super Bowl week, not only because it's Super Bowl week, but it's going to be super interesting. We're doing Radio Row next week, which is all the radio shows from around the world cram themselves into a room. It's like the Hunger Games for guests to try and have them. We just want to be a part of it. I'm interested just to immerse ourselves in this whole thing. It's just to see if we can pull it off technically. Also, it's kind of our own little personal version of The Bachelor. You've had Bachelor, you've had Golden Bachelor, you've had Bachelorette. Now we will have Radio Bachelor, where just imagine that we've already got it down to the final three. We've already had the in-home visits and the overnight sleepovers, whatevers. And we're just, you know, and we're going to find out who gets a ring or a rose. Or I don't even know how that show works anymore. I haven't watched that show in forever. But we're going to bring in, we've been doing a lot of work behind the scenes. And by we, I mean me and Corner Office JB, our producer Adrian, Corner Office Gina, a lot of, you know, a bunch of other folks. We believe we have narrowed down some 300 applicants to be not Kayla. And you guys should be very nice to these people. I know we've already had people, hey, so when do we get to find out who not Kayla's going to be? Be nice. I think we've got it down to three. And we're going to bring them in next week and just throw them into the fire at Radio Row at the Super Bowl thing. So that should be a lot of fun. Should be a lot of fun. My buddy Jen, here's what's cool. I've known all three of them in different capacities over. So my buddy Jen does stuff for the Raiders and for the Aces. So we've been probably in touch most recently. My friend Michaela, she and I go way back. You probably already know her. Okay, in one way or another, or when we introduce her to you on this show, you'll be like, oh yeah. The third one is my buddy Christina, and has been in radio now during the pandemic. Things went sideways. She's like got a degree as a clinical psychologist. She's probably a psychiatrist. I'm not sure what she is, but she's probably way too smart for the show. But you know, we'll see. And everything, but she and I have been friends for a while, and through the whole thing, you know, all three of them said, yeah, I'd like a shot at this. And we're like, yeah, you're pretty awesome. And so it's just going to be fun. And our own little version of The Bachelor starts Monday, but we got a Friday to get through first and a weekend and all of that. Thank you for being right here and starting it with the Chet Buchanan Show.
Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
I am not one for giving products a free plug, but wow. Truly is coming out with a hot sauce flavored hard seltzer. Now, I'm not opposed to hard seltzers. It's not my thing, but a lot of times if I'm trying to cut a few pounds but I don't want to give up booze, I'll swing that way a little bit. Yeah, I don't know about this though. And I eat hot sauce on everything. Frosted Flakes, you know, Girl Scout cookies. I do. And we got a lot of different hot sauce in my house. Hot sauce flavored, truly. They say it's limited edition, so it's not something they're planning to do long term unless everybody goes crazy on it. There's a website that you can get it through. I'll let you find that on your own. As soon as they announce it, though, it sold out. They say a second batch is coming. It's not cheap, but it's not that expensive either. My guess is if you want to know what this tastes like, if you just threw up in your mouth a little bit, that's probably pretty close.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
If you're sneaking the show at work like we know a lot of you do, make sure the boss isn't coming. They are not going to like this. If your boss forced you back into the office after COVID and they claimed that working from home was killing the company, a new study found that might have been BS. Our University of Pittsburgh looked at 137 of America's largest corporations and found that this whole, you know, we got to get you back in the office thing, it hasn't really made a difference at all. As far as money goes, they haven't affected stock prices much either. Getting people back to the office has been a negative effect on one thing, though, morale. Believe it or not, employees' opinions of their company's work-life balance, the values, and senior management have all plummeted. So they're like, well, why did all these companies do it? Power grab. They just wanted to be able to put the... I'm not trying to get everybody to rise up and, you know, and revolt today, but the strictest back-to-work mandates tend to be at companies where the CEO makes way more than anybody else, including other high-paid executives. It's especially true when the CEO is a man, which, you know, some of you are nodding your heads right now going, makes a lot of sense to me. I don't know. I like seeing everybody. I wish it was consistent. I wish I just knew, because sometimes you want to talk to people in person and you do want to see them. But yeah, I've always said, who cares how long you work or how much you work or where you work from or any of that, as long as the job gets done. And there'll be other people, I don't know about that, but I'm just saying, like I say, I like to see people sometimes, but I don't need to see them all the time. For example, like on a Friday.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, the game Twister became popular after it was featured on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. Johnny, and back in the day, smoking hot Ava Gabor, played Twister on the May 3rd, 1966 episode of The Tonight Show, and the country went nuts for it. When Django Unchained came out in 2012, it was Leonardo DiCaprio's first movie in 16 years where he was not top billed. Interesting. He was listed third. Jamie Foxx got top billing. Christoph Waltz was so good in that movie. And then Leo was third. How about that? The last time before that was in 1996 when he was listed after Meryl Streep in Marvin's Room. Okay. Children are banned from living in Sun City, Arizona. They're banned from living in Sun City, Nevada, too, aren't they? At least in Arizona, they take being a retirement community very seriously. Kids are allowed to visit their grandparents, but only for 9 days maximum. And then they got to get out. I'm pretty sure it's that way here, too. We're just not getting credit for it. Woods County, Minnesota is the furthest north of any of the counties in the United States. Now, I can hear your brain cranking out information right now, and you're thinking, wait a minute, what about Alaska? You kidding me? I didn't know, and I lived in Alaska when I was a little kid, and I was kind of that kid that would notice something like this. Alaska doesn't have counties. Crazy, never knew. The guy who created Dos Equis was not the most interesting man in the world. However, he was born in Germany, and he just randomly loved the idea of making a Mexican beer. So he picked up, moved to Mexico in 1897, and created a Mexican beer, which he called Dos Equis, the two X's. So, I don't know, pretty interesting. That's the more you know before we go. We're going to bounce out of here. Have yourself an amazing weekend. Back on Monday from Super Bowl Radio Row with my buddy Jen Stalen and our own little version of The Bachelor as we try to decide who I'm going to get radio married to for the rest of our lives, or at least for another 8.5 years like Kayla. So everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.